Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment.
It's the Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we're having a great visit with our new friend, Sergio Galindo. He's General Manager of Infrastructure Business at GFI Software. Tell us a little bit about GFI, Sergio.
So GFI focuses on software for the small to medium business. We basically solve IT pain points. So if it's on the network security side or anti-spam, patch management, faxing, mail archiver, we provide that software for the small to medium business. Mm-hmm. We just want to make their lives easier.
So, exactly. And they can find you at GFI.com?
GFI.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. Can they see the products, all the products that you offer there and the services?
Every product can be downloaded. We've got tons of videos to explain the product, show
right.
the products, walk you through it.
What are your products that help people with spam?
So we've got Mail Essentials, which is our main product, and it has five different antivirus engines because we take advantage of everybody.
So has this replaced my antivirus software, too, that I have?
Antivirus is on your local machine. That's good to have, too. That's
right.
Like a lock on your door.
Right.
That's your basic.
But is your stuff all network stuff, or is it peer-to-peer?
For us, it's infrastructure stuff, but we do have some endpoints. Like we have endpoint protection, which will protect your USB sticks from
right.
people plugging in stuff.
Right.
So we have that. So it's a little bit of a mix.
Right. Okay. So, all right. So somebody comes to you, a small business with, 8-10 employees.
Right.
And they say, Sergio, I want two things. I want to try to minimize the amount of spam I have in. And I also want to reduce our exposure to some of my people clicking on something, opening up something, and being held hostage or my computer's becoming a zombie for some spammer. What would you say to them? How would you help them?
So two things. Want to make sure that their email is protected. So making sure that they service that they have at least has a couple of antivirus engines in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one, like a McAfee or a Symantec or an AVG, nobody's
right.
perfect.
Right.
By mixing them up and having
so you'd have more than one provider of malware.
Yep. As a matter of fact, our basic product ships with
two. No, I thought they kind of fought each other sometimes.
No. So depending on how you in your product and how you build it, they don't always play nice with each other, but the way we've built it and kind of our secret sauce
right.
is making them all work together.
Okay. All right. So if I have your stuff, I overlay your stuff on what I've already have if I already have a contract, and then your stuff works with it.
Yep.
Okay. What else?
And then on the website, meaning that the web traffic you go to, because everybody surfs the internet, we have a product called WebMonitor that lets you monitor that traffic, and it does the filtering at the web
mm-hmm.
level. So two ways people can get into your office, through the web and through your email.
Right.
Those are the two biggest ones.
Through the web, meaning by a website.
A website.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so if I wanted to, does your system help me filter spam so it doesn't get into my, even whether it's good or bad, if I don't want it to, does it get into my inbox?
Absolutely. That's what we do. That's
well, that's worth this waiting go for me. I mean, spam. I mean, I can't stay ahead. I can't stay ahead of the spam, Sergio. Because I mean, I keep telling it to block this one and block that one, but I can't stay ahead of it.
And because your email address is out there, people are just buying it. It's made it onto lists, and people can keep.
Yeah, I've got an old email address. That's for sure.
And that's what they're counting on.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why our systems are constantly updated. We have hourly updates for the virus side. We have daily updates
mm-hmm.
for our phishing attacks. So we protect on many different levels. We have 16 different engines that protect on the
what
spam.
What is the cost? What's the cost of your service?
It's about anywhere from $20 to $25 per user per year.
Per year, okay.
Yep. And then there's a smaller renewal rate after that.
Right, okay. All right, that's a pretty good deal. Well, I'll tell you what, it'd be worth that much just if I could just get my inbox back. Because, here's the other thing. For me, I'm not so much worried about phishing and hostage, because I've been around a while. I know not to click on stuff. I know, and even, I have to say though, Sergio, they've sent me some stuff that was so darn good, I almost clicked on it. I have to tell you, these guys are good. But my problem is not so much that as it is getting rid of stuff that I don't want.
Well, it
getting mixed up with good stuff. You know what I mean? Sometimes the filter pushes the good stuff into the spam filter.
Right. And we have, most systems these days have the ability to whitelist. So people you see often, if you email someone, you can automatically, what we call whitelisting them.
Right.
So if you're emailing somebody that you know, when they reply, it'll automatically come back in.
Right.
So there's ways around that. But one of the things we also tell people to do is keep a second email address for stuff that you don't want to have coming into your inbox necessarily. So, you know, when you sign up for an advertisement for a store or a magazine that you're interested in or an article that you just want to read, have a second email address that will get all the spam. That will get out there. People will buy those lists, but you won't be impacted. Certainly, don't give out your business address.
Right.
It's one of the things we tell people.
Yeah.
Please don't do that.
I think I made that mistake years ago before I knew you, Sergio, all those years. GFI.com, right?
That's it.
So check it out, folks, and see what you think about it. I'm going to go there and check out their products. I need some help. Hey, Sergio, come back again real soon.
Thank you for having me.
We enjoyed having you here. Sergio Galindo, ladies and gentlemen, with GFI, GFI Software, GFI.com. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, I promise. I'll be right back.
Born on a bayou.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.